There was a doctor that lives in Berkshire, of whom I will give a relation. Such a like frolic you seldom shall hear, not once in an age in the nation. As he indeed was going one day to gather herbs for his distilling, he met a beggar wench then by the way, and proffered to give her a shilling. If that thou wouldst but let me lay thee down, that I may salute and embrace thee, being a person of worthy renown, I cannot be thought to disgrace thee. Prithee be kind and be not afraid, for if that thou would be but willing, I do intend to be noble, he said, behold, I will give thee a shilling. I am a beggar wench, sir, she replied, and therefore I doubt you're mistaken. See you, my wallet hangs down by my side, 'tis full of bread, butter, and bacon. Every one, said he, has their lot, and therefore, my dear, let's to billing. As for thy calling, I value it not, my girl, I will give thee a shilling. This noble doctor such kindness did show, as he in his arms did enfold her. Sir, said the beggar wench, where shall we go? The doctor immediately told her, under this hedge we'll have our delight. To this she was presently willing, but they were suddenly put to the flight, as soon as he gave her the shilling. For a great number of women and men did happily chance to espy them, as to a feast they were travelling then, and yet before they could come nigh them, the doctor ran away in much shame. The thoughts of this crime were so killing. As for the beggar wench, she did the same, although she had taken the shilling. Home to his father, nay, mother and wife, this doctor did run in conclusion. He had as good been bereaved of his life, for there was a horrid confusion. Ere he came home, the news it broke out, although he was very unwilling, for his own father did bang him about and bid him remember the shilling. Likewise his mother came in for a share, for she was as highly displeased, giving the doctor a cuff on the ear. Alas, he was never so teased. Feeling their blows to follow so sore, said he, I hope you aren't for killing. But they continued their fury the more, and bid him remember the shilling. His wife was also, it seems, in a rage, and he in a woeful condition. But he endeavored her wrath to assuage by yielding in humble submission. Unto them all he vowing at last, both wife, nay, his father and mother, saying, forgive me the crime that has passed, I ne'er will commit such another.